Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, I'm
here. And again, we want to welcome all our callers and listeners out there, and looking forward to another great night. Adrian, what do you have on the agenda for tonight?
Well, I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about these different alien races that we've been hearing about. Did you want to share about that?
Yeah, that's interesting. Reading or listening to a video earlier about these reptilian races that claim to, you know, they're the ones who are controlling a lot of these high officials that are over, you know, what's going on, you know, especially now in 2012. You know, they're the ones who were over the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that, you know, they're in control in, you know, in telling these people, you know, what they want to accomplish, you know, with, especially when it comes to wars and different stuff like that. And what's your feeling on that, Aiken?
Well, with all these wars going on and things like that, I think that... The biggest thing that we're faced with is the, like you say, the money system is not there like it used to be. So it seems like that we're going to be heading into a crisis coming up in the future. And it's like you say, it's going to be all about survival.
And talking about survival, Adrian, you know, to me, you know, a lot of the homeless people, you know, they have to survive, you know, every day, 24/7. Are they going to be in better shape than a lot of people that, you know, haven't lived that way and they have to learn how to survive?
I absolutely agree with that. I think... since their mind has already been programmed to survive, it's going to be really hard for the reptilian brain to activate. As we know that, you know, the reptilian brain has a lot to do with what's been going on. But subconsciously, I think they're already in the right brain because they've let go of the reptilian brain.
So what do you recommend for people to start doing their research, you know, learning about, you know, how these homeless people are living and maybe even talk to them and get some information from them? You know, I'm sure a lot of them would be willing to share, you know, how they survive, and, you know, if you're willing to exchange something of value, you know, if you don't have the money to give them to something of value, would be enough for them to exchange this information with you. I think a lot of us, more than any, is we're going to all have to learn to go to the bartering system. And that's, you know, where we're going to help each other and get past a lot of the crises that are coming. And what's your feelings on that, Aiden?
I totally agree with that. I think... a lot of it's going to be the power of exchange, you know, exchange of knowledge, exchange of material, whatever that will help us subconsciously to activate our subconscious and to open up that awareness to all walks of life. I think that once we've all learned that we're all interconnected and We don't have to depend on the government anymore.
And that's interesting because, you know, I've been reading and, you know, watching some of the videos that they've made over there in New York City on the people, you know, the residents of New York, you know, ever since Hurricane Sandy, you know, did a lot of damage over there. There's still a lot of people there without power, and they're trying to survive from one day to the next. And, you know, the Red Cross has come in, and they've been getting some assistance, but not enough. So, you know, a lot of it is they have to depend on each other and helping one another. And, you know, and that's where it's all going to head is, you know, people are going to learn how to work together and, you know, come up with ideas, you know, how they can get past, you know, whatever crisis they might be facing. And what's your feelings on that, Ethan?
I think that all comes down to, like you say, the bartering system and helping each other out and connecting with source. You know, that's one of the biggest things I think that everyone needs to connect with first is source energy.
And that's interesting because, you know, Ron Paul, I feel that if he would have, you know, got the presidency, you know, he had a lot of good ideas. He was warning people that, you know, a lot of this was coming. And I think a lot of this is starting to, you know, play out. You know, people are starting to find out that, you know, in order for us to get our constitutional rights, you know, we're going to all have to pull together. And so that we can live, you know, in this country, you know, where we have these freedoms and not have them taken away from us. And what's your feelings on that, Ada?
Well, I agree. I think with everything that's been going on is all part of the shift of consciousness. You know, if things have to be taken away, they have to be taken away for that to shift.
So would you say that a lot of us are going through a spiritual awakening and learning to detach ourselves from the material world so that we could be more connected, you know, with source? You know, this is a higher consciousness, you know, part of the... You know, God, you know, so that we can learn unconditional love and be able to help each other. And what's your feelings on that?
Well, it will definitely bring a lot of people together. That's for one thing. It'll bring families together. It'll bring the homeless together. So, yeah, that'll be... an interesting spiritual shift, for sure. And it looks like we have a caller from the 619 area. Should we bring him on?
Yeah, let's go ahead and invite that caller on.
Okay, from the 619 area, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, hi, Adrian and Roy. Long time no hear.
Is this Steve?
Yes, it is.
How are you doing today, Steve?
Very good, very good.
I was just thinking about you.
I guess you're psychic.
Yes, I am. I am tonight,
so
at least.
Did you expect President Obama to win?
Oh, we already know.
Oh, yeah.
I had a feeling about it,
given.
Too. I had a good feeling
about
it, too.
I think there was a lot of people hoping that it would be different, but that wasn't the case.
Right, exactly. All those millions of dollars they spent.
Yeah. A lot of tax dollars.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And what's your feeling, Steve, on what is going to come to be?
I feel it's going to be positive from everything I've heard. I really do.
Yeah. And that's where we all have to focus, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's what you make it. Not everybody, some people will be resistant to it, but that's on them, you know.
You know, I've always been one for welcoming change.
Well, I don't like change, to be honest, but I feel this is going to be a good change. So.
Yeah. The one thing we can always expect, and that is change.
Exactly. That's the only thing that is going to be consistent, change.
Right. And, you know, as we get, further into 2012, I'm sure we have a lot more change coming.
Well, what do you think is going to happen on the 21st of December?
Well, I feel that it's not going to be what we, know of now. I mean, here's a good example. When the people in New York knew about Hurricane Sandy, about ready to land, they didn't realize how much damage it was going to do.
Because they had so many other false warnings that didn't pan out, so.
Yeah.
They didn't take it seriously.
No. And I think that's where a lot of people are at right now. They don't take, December the 21st seriously.
Right. So, I guess they kind of view it as being like YK12 or whatever. YK2?
Yeah.
Y2K.
Thank you.
and that's interesting because when my kids were younger, they were scared. They told me, what's going to happen, Dad? I told them, well, you'll go to bed that night, but you're just going to wake up in the morning and everything's going to be just fine.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what happened.
There's a big scare in everyone's heart.
But I feel that a lot of it is they're putting a lot of fear into people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we shouldn't be because we're just falling into their trap.
Right. Exactly.
Well, I was wondering like the guy that was on TV and he was prophesizing about the end of the world, and everyone was getting scared, and they were charging their credit cards and
You're old camping. Yeah. Now I understand he has a stroke. Unless something's changed, I believe he had a stroke.
Oh. I didn't know about that.
Yeah. So now on the radio, they just play his old shows.
Wow.
Well, he was just misguided, unfortunately. And he predicted this before and before, and this time he was just so certain it was going to happen. It didn't.
I did mention one thing, to HN was, this is how I feel. No matter what happened, is that we're all going to be going through the same thing. We're going to all have the same experience. But again, we don't work alone. That something is going to intervene, and a lot of the plans, that a lot of these stories that we hear about, these other forces or even these people who are in these positions, it's not going to turn out for them. They're the ones that need to worry.
Oh, you mean the Illuminati and things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Things are not planning out the way they wanted them to be.
Why are we getting more UFO and ET, you know, stories, you know, and contact, you know? And, you know, they're starting to show themselves more during the daylight hours instead of late at night.
Right. They said that's going to be part of the change, too. More people are going to be seeing more ETs and angels and things like this. The veil is thinning.
Yeah, and I think the ET dimensions are going to open up.
A lot of dimensions are going to open up.
So we'll be in a 3D world but living also in a 5D dimension. I don't understand that.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of the movies that Hollywood makes, you know, a lot of people think, well, this is something made up.
Yeah. But it's not.
It's real.
It's a sign of things to come.
Yeah.
I was wondering, do you still do readings?
Yeah.
Can I get a general reading?
Yeah. XAA is
going to
give you one right now.
Thank you.
Actually, you do see this time.
Okay.
I feel like there's a message from Roy.
Okay.
And we will give you a reading now.
I don't think Roy's ever read you before.
I think he has, but mainly
it's
you do.
It's been a while.
He might have.
Do you use cards too, Roy?
Oh, yeah. He trains me good. we help each other.
There you go.
Actually, what I'm seeing for you, Steve, is that this will be an interesting year for you because you're going to be going into a huge transformation. And by that, are you working on doing something different in your finances?
Right now?
Okay, because a lot of it has to do with, you know, your past relationship that you've had. Actually, you're going to be meeting your twin flame this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Do you feel you're with your twin flame right now?
I always wondered if I had one or if we would ever meet, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, your twin flame has come in. As long as you use, you know, your good judgment. And have you been thinking about moving, Steve?
Yes, very much so.
And if you were to move to that perfect place, where would that be?
I'd like to stay in California.
Okay. Now, what about different parts?
L.A.
Because I'm getting that you're going to be in a different location.
Right.
Would that put you closer or further away from what you're doing now?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe there's more spiritual work to be done there.
I just keep seeing some huge changes that are coming for you. one thing is that I'm getting is that when you make this decision to, you know, to make these changes, that a lot of people are going to be upset with you.
Oh, why?
Well, a lot of them are jealous.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So jealous of my good fortune.
Yeah. Well, they want you to be miserable like they are.
Yeah.
Or a lot of expectations, too.
Yeah. Actually, I'm seeing that you're going to be doing some traveling, not only in California, but you're going to be going around the world.
Okay.
And
that sounds exciting.
That's good. And a lot of it is the reason you're going to be doing this traveling around the world because you're going to be getting, it's almost like a payment that the universe is going to give you for your rewards, for your past efforts.
That sounds cool.
Sounds great.
And if you were to travel into different countries, what would be that special country that you would want to go to?
France.
And the reason you would like France because you spent some time there in a past life. And you were actually you were in royalty. You were almost like a king.
Hmm.
I mean, a lot of people were bringing a lot of riches to you. During the time that you were there. So you had a lot of success during that past life.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting because I, at the age of 19 years old, I spent some time in Germany.
Did you?
Yeah. I was drafted into the military, and I got to spend 2 years in Germany. And I always wondered, you know, why I was there. Well, I used to travel a lot in my past life. I would travel twice here. I was a pirate during my past life. And this will be interesting because this, when you meet your new twin flame, it's going to be a woman with light brown hair and hazel eyes.
Okay.
And I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay.
And she's going to bring a lot of good fortune to you.
Cool, cool. Do you think a lot of us are meeting our twin flames now?
Oh, yeah. We're hearing that. More and more all the time now.
We also realize that the Inca Cross has a connection with the twin flame energy, too. Did you want to mention about that, Roy? Or?
You know, that's interesting that you would bring that up. We met a shaman from Peru, and she introduced us to the Inca Cross. Have you heard anything about it, Steve?
The Incas?
Yeah.
I know. Remember Elena Redford that used to be in your show?
Yeah. She's
awesome.
She's awesome. But we started doing a little bit more research about the Inca Cross and found out that this is a interdimensional energy. It's almost like a vortex.
Yes, she talked about that.
And so, it's like a dimension and it's helping with the twin flame energy. And it's helping to bring, you know, that to a lot of people right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll recognize each other?
Oh, yeah.
Lightning
just be like the lightning bolt hitting you.
Wow.
I've felt it before.
Yeah.
Pretty powerful.
It is powerful.
Well, thank you
when
both for that.
When it happens, you'll know.
Yeah. You'll know.
Without
I love
doubt.
It.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you both for that reading.
And what's your feelings about this, Steve?
About what?
About meeting your twin flame.
I've always wanted that to happen. Always.
You always wanted that to happen.
But it seems like there's been delays for some reason.
Man, like they say, be careful what you wish for. Because it can happen.
Very true.
I always tell people, if you wish for an elephant, you know, in your front room, you know, what are you going to do with that?
Or how are you going to get it out?
You know, how are you going to get it out?
Exactly.
But what I'm saying, too, is when this happens, it's almost going to be like a new whole new environment for you.
Right.
And it's going to help not only spiritually, but it's going to, you know, do something. Like I said, it's going to be a huge transformation for you.
Wow. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
That's wonderful. We're happy for you. Main thing is saying to watch your health. And then... You'll find that your finances and everything will fall into place. I mean, because how can you work or, you know, make money if you're sick?
Yes, to take care of myself.
Yeah. Right now you're just feeling that you're ready for a new adventure.
That's for sure.
Have you been feeling restricted in the past?
Oh, just a little.
Okay. Right now, you've been feeling sort of disappointment. A lot of it has to do with this retrograde that we're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
But things will start falling into place once the retrograde is, you know, when we get back on course.
Good. That's a relief.
Right now it's time to meditate and just do some research and take it easy. And when you do, you're going to see things moving at a lot faster rate. And then you'll be meeting your twin flame. It's going to be fast.
What will be? What will be fast?
The cord tip.
Oh, that's what you're saying. He'll heat up fast.
And then you'll see some radical changes. And then you'll start enjoying, you know, being with your twin flame.
Thank you both so much.
Cool.
You are so welcome, Stephen. Again, we... welcome you on our show, and call us back.
How is there an echo? Is that supposed to be happening?
Well, I think Adrian has his headphone on.
Oh, I think
his phone is causing an echo.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I was hearing.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Good night.
God bless.
Bye bye.
Yeah, let's go to the 663 area. You're on the air. Hello. 663, you're on the air.
Where?
There you go.
We have any more callers?
I thought you were just had a caller. looks like it. 663, you're on the air. Hello.
Well, anyway, we just want to share with our listeners out there that, you know, you're welcome to come on our show and have a free reading. And we're looking forward to, you know, helping, you know, in any way with, you know, with our readings and help get past, you know, whatever, you know, you might be facing with the energies that are, you know, you're being, you know, faced with. Right now, especially with this retrograde going on. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, I'll tell you what, these retrogrades are getting stronger all the time, and I think the reason behind that is, like you say, the spiritual awakening, you know, the shift of consciousness, everything is just coming, manifesting more rapidly. And like you were saying, and I agree with what you were saying about these dimensions opening up, you know, more and more, it seems like, you know, there's been a lot more events going on in the world and things that people can't explain.
So what do you feel, Adrian, about, you know, the energies that these people in New York are going through right now? You know, with the people that have lost everything. Is there some lessons that we have to learn from what they're going through?
Well, Roy, I think a lot of it has to do with what we've been doing to the ocean. Like you were saying about, you know, Poseidon has been really upset with a lot of people, and he's, you know, it's like that time when he came into my dream, when I had that dream about Poseidon, where he told me that there's going to be some events that were going to take place just because of what they've done to the ocean and killed a lot of his children. And so we're just paying the karmic debt, you know, we're paying off that debt to learn from, you know, what the things that we've done, you know, as humans.
You know, and that's interesting because, you know, we could look at different situations or things that, you know, are happening in the world. You could either take it in a negative way or you could take it in a positive way.
Exactly.
You know, for the people that are going through what they're going through right now, you know, it's really hard for them to look at it in a positive way. But if you look at it in, you know, unconditional love, then, you know, we have to be thankful that we're still alive, you know. We have to be thankful for what we do have, you know.
So like they say, right, when it rains, it pours, you're not in debt anymore. That is a very true saying, you know, because if you think about it, the rain has to come first before the debt is paid off. So in the end, you know, they're actually saving their souls in the end for ascension.
So do you feel that it's helped making them more humble?
Absolutely. It's going to make a lot of people turn towards the source energy. A lot of people are going to become more spiritual aware. People are going to become more giving. And we're going to start seeing a lot more stuff. Like you said, a lot of people ignored 9/11. So, you know, events like this have to take place.
So it has, would you say, it has to be something huge in order for some, you know, for people to wake them up, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, a lot of people during 9/11, you know, there was over 3,000 people that had died, you know, during that time, but, you know, some people have forgotten.
Oh, yeah, they've forgotten.
Yeah.
A lot of this, like you say, mind programming going on, and then you were talking about these FEMA camps where people have lost their homes in New York, and a lot of, and now the president is trying to get these people to go to these FEMA camps for more control.
You know, and I thought that, you know, I mean, we're one of the richest countries in the world. You know, why would they have to go to that in order to help people when we have millions and trillions of dollars going out of the United States every year?
Exactly. There has to be a reason behind that.
They're not telling us the whole story.
No, they're not.
And that's where people have to awaken and say, hey, you know, what's going on? How come this picture don't look right?
Well, you know how I said that, you know, the name Obama, it almost sounds like, you know, obey, or, you know, just different things that you might see, you know, beyond the veil that Obama is actually doing to everybody's subconscious. You know, they're all being hypnotized to obey him, you know, as the, as an abomination.
Yeah, it's so interesting, you know, where this is all headed, but we know that it's all part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what happened in New York is no coincidence. There is no coincidences. And this was all part of the plan.
And, you know, all really is the Antichrist, all really the Antichrist is basically not believing in Christ.
Right.
And obeying something else or worshiping an idol, you know, by just watching Obama on the news or, you know, or on TV, that is an idol, and that is something that people are giving their power to, and they're obeying him, and they're believing him, and that's all an Antichrist is.
That is so true. So we have to be more connected and remembering that in order for us to return back to God, back to his presence, and we have to allow, you know, Jesus Christ into our lives so that he can help us.
And that's the whole plan of the ascension, I think, is, you know, like you say, is listening to spiritual things, getting out, pulling out of the negative, the media, you know. I mean, they're just the worst things that you can watch. I don't even watch the news anymore. It's so bad.
No.
I don't even, you know, I don't care.
I don't have no interest in none of that negative information.
It's all trash.
If it's not something that comes from the light, if it's not something that's uplifting, if it's not something that makes you feel good about yourself in life, then it's not for us.
And that just cuts you from the source energy when you presence that energy.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's what we all have to remember, and that's why if anything changes during 2012, and that's our way of thinking, that's what's going to change more than anything.
Exactly.
You know, I'm sure, you know, a lot of the people that are going through these experiences in New York City, you know, they're looking at things in a whole different way now. You know.
Well, another thing, too, is not a lot of people believe in God. There's a lot of anti-Christian people who, you know, pretend to believe in the source, but they don't, you know.
You know, and I've heard a lot of stories that claim that they were atheists and didn't believe in Christ or believe in God. But right before they died, they asked for God's help.
Mhm. And it takes that, and sometimes it takes that to actually get someone to believe. Like you said, any kind of tragic or crisis or whatever, you know, that's what gets them to believe that there is a God.
So it'll be interesting, you know, when this all comes to be. You know, we're not We haven't even scratched the surface yet of what is to come.
No, we haven't. I mean, we've had dreams. We've had the same dreams about these alien races coming and battling. We still haven't seen half of that, you know, what is going to take place.
Well, the whole thing is a lot of the way that we live will not be the same.
Mm-hmm.
By that is a lot of property, a lot of damage, a lot of, you know, some of it's going to be like we live in like a battlefield.
Yeah.
You know,
man against man.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, that was the part of the prophecies, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone for themselves.
Well, the whole thing is, you know, this is opening up the awareness. You know, and that's why we started this. You know, show on Blog Talk Radio is to help people to open up their awareness and to bring them closer to Source and to, you know, awaken.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people we can awaken, the more that people are going to know, you know, what to do when that time comes.
Well, like you're saying, you know, you can do a good deed just by putting a smile on someone's face.
Yeah.
You can lift the vibration. And that's the most important thing, is to get people's vibration.
I mean, just telling people have a great day. You know, have a wonderful day.
Or say I love you.
Or say I love you. Yeah.
I say that to people all the time. Yeah. You know, like, even if I'm texting someone else.
I mean, why do you have to just say it to your family? You can say it to friends or anybody that you come in contact with.
And it freaks them out.
You know, and that's interesting because that Dr. Emoto that worked with the water cells, he put the word love on a glass and filled it with water. And it was wonderful to see how the crystals came from that water. And then he put hate on another glass, and it was not quite as nice. Yeah, the crystals formed. It was almost like they were mutated. You know, they did not look like what it looked like in love.
Like a bad tooth.
And it's interesting because 90% of our body is water.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be careful what we say to others.
Exactly. Because even our thoughts and our words can create psychic energy attack. And that's where we're being attacked all the time. So we have to think about protection as well, as spiritual beings, and learn how to protect our energy fields and lift our vibration.
And that's interesting because my grandmother, as I was growing up, she always used to say that the worst sin of all came from the tongue. And I thought, you know, what do you mean by that? She goes, well, the tongue is what we use to speak with. And so we have to be careful what we say to others.
Exactly.
I mean, you could build somebody up or you could bring somebody down really fast just with words.
Just like with people who play with Ouija boards. They have to be extremely careful, you know, use caution and what kind of portals they're opening up, you know.
That is so interesting. And again, we wanted to share all this information to our listeners out there. And again, we welcome, you know, listeners to call in and join us for a reading if you'd like.
But we're getting really close, Jim.
We're already off the air.
Okay. Okay, let's just go ahead and handcuff that.